Hello, Steve. Hello, Jill. It's time to game classy.
Bum, bum, bum.
Yeah. We'll just do a brief episode because, sorry guys, but we recorded about half an episode and then the machine died and we lost it. So you missed stuff about Bigfoot eating ass.
So you missed us spoilers.
Yeah, you missed us talking about the movie Us and spoiling that. Sorry about that.
And tears from heaven.
And tears. We talked a lot about porn, though.
We did. There was a massive amount of porn talk. We discovered that you used the term porno. That no one
that people like people look at me weird when I say the word porno.
Yeah, no one uses that anymore. They're very like that's strange.
What were we talking about? Like we were talking about something right beforehand because we were talking about
Bond and Bond playing a 40K tournament.
Yeah, if James Bond like he should play in a 40K tournament because there would be nothing more British than that, like,
yes.
Like, or English.
Yeah, he has to go in and Q's like, I've got a new codex for you.
It's like, all right, James, I was just on the phone with Alessio Cavatori, and he released this new codex for me, just for you. And it's like this army comes out, and it's like, all right, Q, what kind of army do you got for me? Sorry, I'm just gonna do Connery because I don't know. I can't do a Pierce Brosnan or whoever the other guys are, Timothy Dalton. I can't do those accents. And he's like, What army do you have for me? And he's like, it is a Primaris Space Marine army. Primaris Space Marine, eh? All right, so I should play this. And he puts it out there, and it's like, I am push this big robot forward. Can I do that? It's like, and yeah, then he's gonna,
and he just gets smoked by like a 12-year-old before he can even get to the target.
And then and Felix is there, and he's like, God damn it, Bond, you got to take this guy down. And it's like, I'll front you the money. CIA will front you the money to furnish this tournament. You guys play this game for money?
I think I've lost.
I what kind of babyish game is this?
I've been defeated. Oh, now I don't know why, but I just sound like Bane.
Oh, yes!
Yes!
No, it's like he's I have to get to the villain behind this plot. Neckbeard. He's got the trilby on and everything. I'm like,
oh yeah,
Mr.
Absolutely.
Bond, I see you made it to this part, the final part of the tournament.
You'll never get my mom's tendies.
You'll never defeat my soup list. And he's got the fucking, you know, like the slam hammer and all the guard and everything like that. I'll table you by turn two if I get the roll off. And he like rolls and it's like, he rolls it, it's like, you see the dice like, boom, 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 boom.
And it's like,
it says like a, you see like a two, and he's like, ah, a two, beat that, Mr. Bond. Or no, he rolls a five. He's like, let's see that, and Bond rolls it, and it's like, doof, doof, doof. And then it's like at a four, and then it just rolls over to a six, and it goes, looks like I have one neckbeard.
No, it's a four, and then he's like, a four, and Mr. Bond goes, look again, and he pushes a button, and then the dice just rolls to a six.
He raises his hand, judge. Yeah.
He pushes his watch, like beep.
I like James Bond in a magic tournament. God, it smells in here.
I'm not going to play in this. These people all smell. This smells like a Smash Brothers tournament.
I'm not going to say how I know that, but I love playing with Ness.
I'm a big fan of Bowser.
Bowser! Damn you, Bowser!
Bowser got nerfed again.
I don't know any of these references. We were at C2E2 in Pat. I saw this really cool painting that this guy had done with all the characters from Nintendo. Mm-hmm. He's like, and I was like, hey Pat, check that out. He goes, it's got a picture of Ness on it. Ruins it. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, why would you care?
Pat hates Earthbound so much. I love it.
I know, but I mean, like, it's not like Ness isn't part of like any Nintendo history. He has just as much reason to be there as like Samus or Bowser for that matter.
I agree. Hey, you ain't gonna convince me.
I might not like Earthbound. I've played Earthbound. It's not like my favorite game in the world, but I accept that a lot of people like playing it. It's a decent game. It's a great game actually.
Boom 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 boom.
Just a Chrono Trigger. Oh, yeah. By the way, but since this podcast is only going to be about 30 minutes long, sorry, guys. We're not going to record, like, go back and
try and rebuild our story.
We're not going to rebuild the story. That wouldn't work. It wouldn't work. It wouldn't work at all.
Maybe when you bring it home to the computer lab, you might be able to salvage something. Yeah.
We'll see.
It said the file was corrupted, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's gone. So.
Yes. It's there. It's on the disk. Yeah. It just
We'll see. Yeah, maybe Joe can salvage it and save the day, or maybe it'll just be the us spoilers.
Yes,
you're like, yeah, I put them in.
However, I did want to go back and talk about the the Abaddon is being released $60.
Chaos. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, $60 for Abaddon. I guess that's okay.
He's pretty big.
I wouldn't pay more than $40 for him.
I mean, I think it's fine. He's big, so
I go to the game store. I'll give you $40 for this. And he's like, oh, it's 60.
Yeah.
It's 41.
60.
You're good at this.
Yeah. At two. Or touche, salesman.
Touche, sir.
Touche.
At two.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
No.
And all of a sudden I get stabbed. God damn it.
Yeah. I read a very interesting thing about that whole et tu, Brute thing.
Yeah. And you, Brutus?
Yeah, where it's they were basically... They said, like, people, like, it was, they were fucked. This person is, like, a scholar, and they're, this is their expertise, their field.
Yeah.
And they say that the majority of people interpret it as him, like, saying, like, and you, Brutus, like,
yeah,
even
that's
you
the way,
would
yeah,
betray
that's,
me.
That's what I say.
But she's like, actually, if you look at everything and so on and so forth, it's more like, and you, Joe. Like it's like he was shit talking him. Like he's like fuck you, buddy.
So,
you're next,
so like,
kid.
Julius Caesar's last words, like, what are you gonna do? Stab me?
Basically, yeah.
You can stab.
Well, he was like
man who got stabbed's famous last words.
Yeah, what are you gonna
do?
Stab me? Yeah, no, he was like chiding Brutus.
Yeah, I get.
So
she was like,
and here's all of the evidence.
Yeah,
and then of course then like. Because this is on Twitter, after she presented all the evidence, and I was like, that seems pretty reasonable. There was 8 million dudes with fedoras in their account just going like, I don't think so.
Why don't you
ask a historian? And she's like, I am literally a historian. That's my favorite thing on Twitter, because the right-wing neckbeardos who just like congregate on any woman who says anything about anything on Twitter, they're always just like, you should ask an expert. And it's just like, she is. She's got like 3 doctorates in that field.
I know. And it's like, I don't know, it's the same. I was talking with Pat today at C2E2 about this. It's like, we didn't, because Paul Rudd was there, right? And he was going to get.
Rudd was there?
Paul Rudd was going to sign Super Nintendo, Pat Super Nintendo, because he was in the original commercial. But his autographs were like $150. And Pat was like.
I mean, Paul Rudd, he's a big star.
Exactly. And I was like, I love Paul Rudd, but Ant-Man didn't need to be white. We have too many white superheroes in the super in Marvel movie.
Should
have
just been Black Man. Just call it Black Man.
Well, and Pat was like, yeah, and I was like, and he was like, but yeah, but the only problem is like whenever you have a person of color or someone different as a superhero in a Marvel movie, all the right wing guys just get all angry and upset about it. I go, you have to take a page from Steve's book of trolling. Just lean into it and go hard into it.
Yeah.
Like when someone says like, well, he's just pandering for that, and Steve would say like, no, I like it when all superhero movies should be black. You know, all superheroes should be black.
Yeah.
Like there shouldn't be any white superheroes.
Yeah, just fucking steam train.
Just go hardcore into it.
Absolutely.
The entire time. Like someone got upset that Pat called them a hillbilly. That Pat called a right winger a hillbilly, and one of his family members is a right winger, and he was like, oh, I think the same way am I a hillbilly, and I'm like, take a book from Steve. Steve would say, yes,
yeah,
yes, you are.
You are. I didn't think so, but yes,
yeah,
you are.
that's the Steve way of trolling. Yeah, you just go steam train
ahead.
You just
put on your conductor's hat. Throw some fucking coal in the stove and get your train going.
Can this trolling train get up to 90 miles an hour? Well, yeah, I suppose if you're on a steep enough gradient.
I suppose if we had enough coal in the boiler.
Yeah, got that boiler steamer and then a hot hell and a steep enough grade. Yeah, you can get up to 90. I don't know why anybody got to get to this place in such a hurry.
Yeah, I got to get there. No, so we'll go out to get there on time.
I like how your train conductor's from Maine.
Yeah, that's just the way we got to be.
Storms are coming.
Storms are coming. Gotta get this train to Delaware.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba, ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba. Yeah, the
pardon me, boys. Is that the Chattanooga Choo Choo on track 29? But would you give me a shine? That was fucking. That was in Family Guy. It was Kiss when what's his name? Gene Simmons quits. Fucking Paul Stanley and Peter Criss were like, now we can finally pursue our dreams, and they start singing Chattanooga Choo Choo.
That's like the first episode. That's like an old ass episode. Yeah.
Speaking of Family Guy, holy shit, the second season of The Orville is good.
Yeah, I haven't seen.
It's fucking great.
I've only gotten the first few episodes in.
I very much liked the first season of The Orville. I would say that the second season of The Orville has already grown the beard.
Yeah.
It has already grown the beard.
Of course it's grown the beard. That's when Next Gen grew the beard.
That was season three.
Was it season three?
Yeah, yeah. Season two was the budget upgrade. If you watch season one, is at the immediate, the first episode of season two is big budget upgrade where you see like the bridge looks awesome and like all of the sets look way better.
There's actually lights. Guys have pants on.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, there isn't the dude in that weird dress thing. I actually like that outfit, but like the way that it's specific shot on that guy, the way that it's framed, it doesn't work. Like that unisex thing
talked about
is fine.
That. The problem is
it's that guy.
The problem is the guy, because the guy. Yeah. Super muscular.
He's jacked, so it looks really weird. Because Picard wears one at some point. It doesn't look as bad. His dress outfit. But
my feeling is
the beard is season three.
My feeling is if I'm going to be on a starship, I'm just going to wear a bathrobe the entire time.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just no underwear though. Just got to keep it open. If I'm the captain,
just let it sail in the breeze. So you'd be Zap Brannigan.
Yeah, I would. I'd be Zap Brannigan. I'm like,
I have a very sexy learning disorder.
I'd be like,
tell him what it is, Kiff.
Guys,
sexlexia.
Guys. We're all here. We're in space. Let's get a little freaky. Come on. Just, let's let it out there.
I'm not allowed to do that. They actually added a law in the bylines. And what's that law's name, Kiff? Brannigan's Law.
Exactly. Like, let's get weird with it. Come on, guys. Let's get a little weird.
You don't want to stay for any of the champagne? That's not how you say it. Oh, God!
Champagne.
Oh, fuck, dude. That's so good. I'm so happy. We have Hulu because Spotify. Yeah. I guess you get Hulu for free Spotify now. Yeah. So, like, got an email. We're like, all right. I was like, cool. Let's fucking watch the Orville. And then... there's also Futurama on Hulu. So
do you get it with the commercials or without the commercials?
It's with the commercials.
Yeah, upgrade for the without the commercials. It makes life easier.
But it's free.
I know.
Like it's included. I don't want to pay for it because the whole reason we dumped all the streaming services was because they were taking a huge chunk out of our bill like every month, and it's just like. It's like, yeah, I can afford it, but I don't watch it. So then I feel like I'm wasting money because it's like I'm paying for like six streaming. Because one point I was paying for six streaming services, and I'm just like,
oh, you do like Crunchyroll and all that too, right?
But, well, I mean, I was doing Crunchyroll, Prime. We had two channels on Prime. I had Hulu, Netflix, like. We had the only things we didn't have were the specific like CBS one or the DC one was after this, but like, and it's just like, what would we watch? And it's like, well, we occasionally would watch something on Netflix,
yeah,
and then I would watch Crunchyroll working out, and then any other time it'd be like maybe we would watch a thing maybe on one of the other streaming
with
services.
with our phone bill. Not that anybody who's listening to this is going to give a shit, but with my phone bill, with my phone plan, we get AT&T DirecTV Now. For free. So that's like a live streaming service. So you can watch TV live. It's kind of like old Slingbox.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And we also get HBO for free through our program.
HBO.
Yeah, so we get to watch that.
Yeah, because we were paying for that in Prime, but like we barely watched HBO. So what we're going to do is when Game of Thrones comes back on, we're going to up the channel, watch Game of Thrones, and then cancel.
The more that I think about the new season of Game of Thrones after my full rewatch, I want TPK. I just want everyone to die.
You want a full wipe, and you want a white king victory.
I don't know. I want him to die too. I want everyone dead. I want only person left is I want like that. Well,
they can't all die because someone has to do the last killing.
Well, yeah, it's gonna be this farmer who's just masturbating in a field. That's what I want.
Just some bumblescum farmer.
Just bumblescum.
Like, hey, take that, Stark. Yeah. Now I'm the king in the north.
Hello, anybody here?
Just like a total like goofy fucking ending where some guy just like bounds over and he's like, hey, hey, hey. Well, they don't have that jester character.
Yeah, Pitch Face.
I remember him. Like I just remember him existing in the first book. I don't think
the second book. He's in the second one. Pitch Face. Yeah.
I remember him existing.
Hidey-hoo.
I don't think he does anything ever.
The sea.
And he like talks about eggs or something.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing that they don't have in the TV show that they have a lot of in the books. George R. R. Martin loves fucking midget jesters.
He likes weird shit.
There's like a shit ton of midget jesters inside of Game of Thrones. And none of that's in the movie.
Yeah.
In the show. There's like a few dwarves and they're only there as like to like piss off Tyrion. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking weird in the books. I should do a reread, but I don't know. He's never going to get... Those books are never coming out. I've just come to that realization.
Isn't there only one left?
There's two left.
Oh, Jesus.
You got Winds of Winter and A Dream of Spring.
Can you believe that at this point, the show is about to eclipse the books? How crazy is that? Didn't we call that like when the show first started?
Something similar. So yeah. It's probably going to happen. But I thought for sure he'd have Winds of Winter out before the show ended.
Is that the one that he like had to split into two books because it was so long and now he's working on the second half and he had to do a bunch of rewrites to fix it?
That was the last book, the Feast for Crows, Dance with Dragons. That was originally supposed to be one book.
But it was just gigantic.
It was gigantic, so he split it in two, which, okay, that happened. Cool, no problem. The problem was that there's so much thumb twiddling inside those books that I'm just like, Jesus, fuck, George, you need an editor. You need someone to tell, like, no. We don't need.
Well, we've talked about that before. Like everything needs an editor.
Yeah.
Like there's like anything that where the
Joe's Law.
Anything where the writer, director, and editor are the same person.
Yeah.
Always ends up being shitty. That's why Christopher Nolan movies are all like way too fucking long.
Fucking no.
They're way.
He's
too
a person
long.
That needs to direct a Bond film because that's all he wants to do. That's my problem. Like I was watching, I don't know if we talk about this in the cast, but I watched Velvet Buzzsaw on Netflix. You see that one?
No.
You might actually like it. It's like a weird art horror film.
Okay.
So the whole premise
is horror films. So
the whole premise is that this girl, she works in the art, like, you know, like high priced art. So these guys who like draw like a picture of a square and they sell for $1 billion.
Bullshit.
Yeah. Bullshit. So she ends up living in the same apartment building as this guy who dies, and then they're going to throw out this guy's paintings that he's had up in his apartment, and they're beautiful, but his will stipulates that all of his art needs to be destroyed. But anyway, she takes it all, and they it's this whole long thing, and the paintings start killing people.
Oh, cool.
Should be really cool fucking
movie,
right?
That sounds awesome.
It sucked. You might actually enjoy some of it. It's worth the watch. It's not like a terrible movie.
Now I'm upset. Yeah. It can't possibly be as good as Critters the New Binge.
No.
Shudder was pretty good too. That was one thing that I had a subscription for as well. I forgot to add Shudder in my list of streaming services.
That was my problem. So like I was like watch Velvet Buzzsaw. Yeah, I mean it's on Netflix. It's not a terrible movie. It's done by the guy who did Nightcrawler.
I loved Nightcrawler.
Yeah, so I thought this movie was going to be much better than it was.
Damn.
But what it needed was
editing?
And not an editor. It needed a producer to say, like, this doesn't fucking make sense.
Oh.
Like, you have no... Like, I don't care about any of these characters because it's the art world and all these people are vapid and awful.
But, I mean, part of watching a movie, that's a strategy in a lot of horror films.
You always need a protagonist, though. You need a person that at least you root for.
Not necessarily, because there's a lot of horror films where you're like, these fucking teenagers suck. That's why there is the principle of Last Girl, but Last Girl usually doesn't start as the main character of the film.
Yeah, a lot of times. But you can usually root for Last Girl. There's no one in this fucking movie.
By the end, you'll root for her.
You don't root for anyone in this movie.
I mean, that's still kind of... I mean, then you're rooting for the killer.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, you know, that happens.
Yeah.
It's just like...
It happens.
It was like Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Texas Chainsaw Massacre has no hero. Like you want them all to get killed by Leatherface because they're fucking obnoxious.
Yeah, well,
stoners.
Leatherface is the hero.
Hippies. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want Leatherface to fucking look what your brother did to the damn door.
Exactly.
So yeah, like that's fucking Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah. The real hero of Texas Chainsaw Massacre was Toby Hooper's nose for absorbing all of that cocaine.
Yes.
But also speaking of tangentially of gaming, Stranger Things comes back in July 4th.
That's true. It's Mall Madness.
It's Mall Madness.
That's a video game I bet is worth some money.
Mall Madness.
Yeah, the electronic game where you go to the mall and they had the fucking the Visa cards that you like would swipe. It was Girls Omega Virus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was if you could find one that works, probably.
Yeah. A working condition Omega Virus is worth a fuck ton. I think Restoration Games is going to make Omega Virus. I have a feeling that they're going to hit that.
They're the ones who did Fireball Island.
They did Fireball Island. They're redoing, they're doing a new version of Star Wars Epic Duels, not licensed for Star Wars. So Star Wars Epic Duels was the progenitor of HeroScape.
Yes.
If you remember correctly, it was like a huge thing. People loved HeroScape. Lots of people played HeroScape.
People still love HeroScape.
Right. So there, what they did is they got the license of the game, but not the Star Wars part. So the first two sets are all public domain characters. So I think it's like Sherlock Holmes and Jack the Ripper and Count Dracula and Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. I think that's the first group, like the first fights.
Oh, that's cool.
And they're going to add, the goal is to add more like licensed characters as well as public domain characters. So that's gonna be pretty big. And I think that'll generate a lot of money. And I think they're going to start hitting up all the big, I think every big game from the 80s and 90s that was like huge, that's become like a big level collectible at this point, I think they're going to target.
Will they do
Crossfire? Yeah, Crossfire is not worth dick.
Crossfire,
despite having an amazing theme song, Crossfire is worth nothing. The games that are worth money are things like Omega Virus, Fireball Island, original Hero Quest, real masters of the game.
Yeah.
The Dark Castle, the Key to the Kingdom, basically any game from like the late 80s to mid 90s that's got a fantasy theme is worth fucking money. And then the Omega Virus, which is the sci-fi game. Yo, human scum. I fucking loved the Omega Virus. I think I still have my copy of the Omega Virus. Need to find it. Those big ass Milton Bradley games.
You know what would be a fun, you'll be a cool idea for a game? Here's a great idea for a game for you. Another game classy game idea. A game that's like with the VHS games. But it's always
the VHS games.
Yeah, what's the classic one with the fucking
Atmosphere?
No, the one where it's like, yes, Game Master. You have to say the Game Master. Like, it's the one with the guy with like the grease paint on and the big black eyes.
That's Atmosphere.
That's Atmosphere.
Yeah.
I thought it was called something else.
No, it's Atmosphere, but it's spelled F-E-A-R, like scary.
See what you're saying. Yeah. But something like that. However, all the videos are always uploaded to YouTube. So all you have to do is you pay for like the base set. And then everything else is just YouTube, so you can run like multiple games. It's just got different YouTube videos that run. It's different each time.
Sure, different scenarios.
Different scenarios
that'd be
each
sweet.
Time. Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
Yeah, you could have different guest people come on and do like Atmosphere for this week. And it's
nice.
It could be like you dressed in like devil makeup this time, and it's like, nah, I'm the devil.
I need to get Justin Roiland to do it.
Yeah, you get Justin Roiland. Yes, Justin Roiland to do it.
Yes, I could Justin Roiland to do an episode.
Yeah, and all you do, it's like a 45-minute run-through, and like people can play, like pick whatever one they want to do. Like, you could get some guys who go a little bit crazy with it.
It would be awesome.
Yeah.
I'd be down.
I think that would work. And all you have to do is you buy the base set, and that's how you run
and
your characters
compatible
through.
Yeah. It's compatible with any of the modules, and you release the YouTube videos as modules.
Yes.
It's module one.
Yes.
You can even do campaign arcs. You can do like Stones of the Grayson Part 1, and then like you could do a three-parter.
Oh, see? I like it. See? I like it. And then it never gets boring because people get to play as much as they want.
Yep.
And everyone does everything on the YouTubes nowadays, so you might as well.
That's true.
There you go, people. Another game classy game we're never going to do.
That's right.
Yeah. I speaking of games that are worth something, because you got that Warhammer Fantasy one, I went and picked up the original Warhammer Fantasy. It was like,
well, no, it's 2E.
Yeah, I got 2E. And as I was, because it was like, I was looking through your book and I was like, fuck, I love this. And I just happened to go to Half Price Books and they had like a bunch of them for sale because they had the sale this weekend.
You know what happened? That dude bought a bunch of 4th edition books.
That's exactly what I said. I was like, this guy bought 4th edition. He was like, fuck you, 2nd edition.
Yeah. Yep. He bought 4th edition and was like, this edition's dope, and sold the 2nd edition.
So
I picked up
a bunch of those, and then I was looking online. The prices on that is so swingy.
Yep.
Like, you'll look at one module, it'll be like $10. I'm like, oh, sweet. And then, like, very underneath it, the same module, $120.
Yep. Yeah, it's because a bunch of those went, it's because it was Fantasy Flight. So, like, availability went way up and down.
No, that was, 2E was Black Industries, which was sold under Black Library Press.
But it moved to Fantasy Flight.
It moved to Fantasy Flight for distribution.
Then they started producing it, and then they made 3rd edition. Right.
Yeah.
Which is why volume prices are up and down, because some of them eventually got blown out because they blew out all the ones they had in stock when they shifted to 3rd edition.
Yeah.
Because they discontinued all the 2nd ed books. So anything they had left, they blew out. So you have people who have a bunch of copies of, like, you know, I don't know, the Reichland crimes, whatever. But then there's
Spires
like,
of Altdorf.
Sure. And then, but then there's only like two like Blood of Kings that fucking exist because they were like the last books that came out.
Yeah. It's really fucking weird. However, I did get the Plundered Vaults, which is the Tomb Kings one. And I was like, Steve would love to play Plundered Vaults.
Nice.
Just play a guy going through a Tomb Kings and you're like, I worship Cetra. It's like, you get eaten by scarabs. No!
Yay! Yay! Now I can serve the undead lord!
I was actually, I was looking at some, I was watching some Total War lore videos. Mm-hmm. You ever see those on YouTube? You'll love them. There's a Tomb Kings one, and I'm like, Steve would love this, because it's got a guy with a very posh British accent.
Oh, that's sweet.
Doing, like, the lore of the Tomb Kings takes place in the cursed lands of Nakahara. A place that most people would not even pronounce its name.
If the Tomb Kings get relaunched, as people are suspecting, there's a rumor mill going on right now.
I've seen it, yeah.
Because the new book, Forbidden Power, I think it's what it's called.
Something like that. They rolled on the on the 2D6 chart, and it came up with Forbidden Power.
Yeah, and they have there were pictures of Nekahara and like a bunch of fucking pyramids and like some Tomb King Khemri looking shit. So of course now the rumor mills are flying. I don't think it's going to be the. I think it's just going to be. I think at most it'll be.
I think it's going to be Malign Portents, like four characters.
Right. Yeah. But Malign Portents also led into an army and a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it led into a new edition. Yeah. They're not. This isn't going to lead into a new edition, so it's most likely going to lead into a new army.
Yeah.
So that all being said, I think it's more likely that it would be the Egyptian themed flavored vampire counts. I can't remember what they're named.
The Lamians.
Lamians. I think it's much more likely to be like a Lamian kind of deal than Tomb Kings.
Keep talking.
If it is Tomb Kings, I'm going to take every single Age of Sigmar model I own. I'm going to bring them to Grognard. I'm going to say, give me store credit for these. I want all Tomb Kings, please. I will dump all of my Age of Sigmar models.
All your Nurgle.
Everything. Everything I have Age of Sigmar will be converted to the new Tomb Kings, and I will have a gigantic fucking Tomb Kings army. That is how that's going to go down.
I think it's going to be High Elves.
Whatever. I mean, like, that's what I said. It's not going to happen, but if it were to happen, that's what's going to happen with all of my Age of Sigmar stuff. It's gone. It's gone for Tomb Kings. I will be buried in fucking Tomb Kings models.
I'm going to get you a t-shirt that says gay for Tomb Kings.
Absolutely hard gay for Tomb Kings.
Hard gay for Tomb Kings.
Yes. You can even have nipple clamps on it.
And you can wear that for your when you bring it to tournament.
Yeah.
Even if they're a terrible army, you will still, you don't care.
It doesn't matter at this point. They're like, if they re-release the Tomb Kings, I'm fucking all in. I am going to play a gigantic fucking Tomb Kings army. I'll have every variant.
Yeah, that's Steve in a nutshell. I just wanted to make sure we're still recording.
Oh, yeah, sure. No, I don't think it's going to be the case, but like, if it is, like, damn, dude, I really, like, oh, man.
I know you're just waiting breathlessly. Because
that means that they'll redo the base. If they do the whole army, they'll redo the base skeletons, which means there's going to be bitching fucking new Tomb King skeletons. Or they're going to do the construct army like I was talking about, and then that'll be fucking dope as shit.
It would be dope as shit.
So whatever. If that's what happens, bye Nurgle. Hello Tomb Kings. That's happening.
You're only going to stick with the one army though. You're not going to go two.
I only want one giant army because I don't get to play Age of Sigmar enough to like warrant having a second big army.
It's true.
Like I'd like to play more, but it's like I have an adult schedule. I go to the gym. I get home. I cook dinner and like. I don't have a bunch of
free time. You spend
time
with your loved ones.
That's true.
See, that's where I cut up for my hobby time. Spending time with loved ones.
And, we're going to be doing some painting together, but that's still at home.
Yeah.
But the other thing, too, is I wake up at 5 o'clock now, so I don't stay up late anymore. So, like, my prime, like, you know, Age of Sigmar gaming time would have been, like, staying up super fucking late. But I now, because I've been going to bed early for so long, like I was playing Sekiro last night and I'm like, I'm gonna stay up extra, and like I'm playing Sekiro and I'm just like, Jesus Christ, I'm so fucking tired, and I look at the clock and it's 11 and I'm like, oh my god. Like it's all over.
Dude, I've been getting up at 5 for the last 4 years now, so yeah. I understand completely.
It's nice. Yeah. I actually do like getting up early in the morning because I have a lot of time, so like I get to go to the gym and then come back and like have some time to just like kind of sit you know, have breakfast or have coffee, sit with Cole, and you know, watch some shit on the fucking computer, just, you know, relax, then go to work. It's kind of nice. It's a nice change from like my old lifestyle of like getting up being like, ah, fuck, I gotta get my pants on. Oh, I'm almost late for work already.
Well, yeah, let me just tell you that the best way to create hobby time, don't spend time with loved ones.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But I mean, hobby time is different than game time.
Yeah.
Because hobby time is I can do whatever.
Bless like, you.
That's not hobby time, not an issue. Going to game store time, that's a lot harder. Because
that's why,
plus, I need to get someone who wants to play and is available at the time.
Well, you can come to my house because you know what I have now? A gaming table.
And is available at the time.
Oh, I'm always available to play.
Gay. Yeah.
I sent you the video,
super
right?
Gay. What's that?
I sent you the video of my table, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
It's fucking how I was just like, I got this story is great because I go on Facebook and I look up like weird cabinetry and stuff, like mm-hmm. especially stuff from like educational institutions or hospitals or things like
sure.
I like weird shit like that. So they were selling this map cabinet. It was 4 feet wide, 4 feet deep, 6 foot tall, right? Or no, it's 4x4x3. So it's 3 inches deep, 3 feet deep, 4 feet wide, 4 feet tall. And I was like, oh my God, that would make a great fucking table, right? I could just have it fold out from there. So I emailed the woman. She's like, yeah, I got like 100 people asking about this, but you were like the first one. So come on down. So I go there and I'm talking with the woman. And she's like, the only problem is we can't get it out of the building. I'm like, what? And she's like, it doesn't come apart. So I'm like, oh.
Oh no.
Okay. And I was like, well, can I cut it? And she's like, oh, no, not in there. Because I'm in Wheaton College Library, which is like, if anybody knows Wheaton College, it's the college where people don't go to have fun. Like, these people look like they have, like, a cat crawled up their ass and died. Like, that's what they all look like. They're just, like, the worst Catholics in the world.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah. They do have a Tolkien library, though, there.
Ooh, that's
yeah.
pretty cool.
Yeah. Not as cool as you think. So, yeah, I go there, and I end up talking with them, and they're like, come in. So I come in there like, well, one morning dressed in like just like a white t-shirt. I look like I should just have a cigarette hanging in my mouth. Like I look like Ray Stantz. Like my hair's nice. All crazy, and I'm just like, all right, where you need me to cut it? Pull out my skill saw, and I'm like,
well, where is it?
Yeah, I managed to get it home, and I did that, and I built a table that comes out. You pull out the drawer and it flips out to it ends up being 3 foot 9 inches. It's 3'9" by 5'10" is the total. So it's not a total like 6x4,
I mean,
but it's fucking
close.
Yeah.
I mean, you can play Age of Sigmar on a 4x4. It's really not that big a deal.
No, it's
in most cases, like the game boils down to that kind of size anyway, because like you don't have because things move fast in Age of Sigmar,
yeah.
like faster than fantasy. So like if you put something on one edge of the table, it can very realistically get to the other side diagonally.
It, yeah, it doesn't matter. It's just for my own personal use at home. I just wanted to do it so that way I can actually play.
Well, if the Tomb Kings happen. I will play. If the Tomb Kings happen, I will play you at least once a month. We will battle.
I will. Oh, all right. There we go. Oh, there we are. I'll tell you what. If the Tomb Kings do get released, I will build a specific table for you with pyramids and fucking obelisks and everything. I will 3D print out all the terrain.
Dope.
I will paint it up. I will get a full on desert. Like
dope.
Tomb
yeah,
Kings
I will do a giant fucking Tomb Kings army, and it'll be fucking awesome. I want it so bad. That's the
can
thing.
Can you
like,
taste it?
Now that I've thought about it, like the more I was thinking about it, I was just like, oh my God, I want it so bad. I want it so bad. Yeah. Like I'm like halfway through on all my Nurgle models. I'm just like, fuck, I almost don't want to finish these. Because fuck, if that Tomb Kings army comes out.
The Tomb Kings army is never coming out, Steve. Never coming out.
I know
out.
It's never coming out.
No, they're doing the undead army that they're going to do this year will be Vampire Couts. It's gonna be Vampire Couts. I don't know what they're gonna do with it. Is it gonna be?
But that's the other thing too. They just did Flesh Eater Courts. There's now Nagash's Legion. There's the Ghost Army.
Yeah.
What the fuck are they called? Nighthaunts.
Yeah.
There's Flesh Eater Courts. Like.
But they said they're gonna.
And they said there's gonna be a release for Death. So like, it's kind of like maybe it's gonna be Tomb Kings.
It's not gonna be Tomb Kings.
But what if it's Tomb Kings?
It's gonna be Vampire Counts.
But what if it's Tomb Kings? Oh, you think it's gonna be the actual Vampire Counts book?
Like
Vampire Counts?
Well, I mean, they'll probably call it like I don't know, whoever the head Lamian chick is, the one that's like the one of his
Nefertata or whatever.
Nefertata. Yeah, it might be her.
Holy Nefertata's Legion.
Yeah, Nefertata's Legion, which might account for like the Lamian and like the pyramids and stuff,
right,
like
the
that.
Pyramids.
Yeah.
That's why I was thinking it's going to be Lamian, because it's like they're the vampires from the Tomb Kings area.
Yeah, so I mean they might do it like they did with the Skaven, where it's like you think it's just going to be one faction, but it's all the fucking vampire count shit thrown into one book.
Yeah, maybe, but it can't be the Strigoi, because the Strigoi have been remade into the Flesh Eater Courts,
yeah,
which is a really good army, by the way. They're very fucking strong.
But they're the Bretonians, Steve. They're all the Bretonians.
I actually kind of like that storyline.
I like that storyline a lot.
It's pretty cool. It's like, yeah, you play Bretonians, there's your army, the Skelebones.
It's like, oh yeah, we re-released the Bretonian army, but
they're right there. Yep, that's them.
Oh, just put your Bretonian like horsey eyes out of the table. Like, you used to be cool.
Horse noise.
Yeah, horse noise. Oh man! All right.
God, if it's the Tomb Kings,
it's not gonna be Tomb Kings. It's not gonna be Tomb Kings.
I'm turgid right now just thinking about it.
So the releases are going to be this. You're going to have Hammerhall after our conversation, I think they're going to do a Hammerhall book. Which will be the remnants of all the dwarves
elves, and Empire.
All going to be
totally
one book.
Totally makes sense.
Yeah.
And that would be a perfect book, and it would be dope. It'd be a cool army.
Yeah.
It'd be very cool to have that, like, an elf captain leading a unit of sword masters, and then also, like, a fucking gun line from Gnome. Yeah. Like, that would be dope.
It's going to be
very cool.
It's going to be all of the kits that
are the newer kits.
Yeah, that have been released.
Yeah, and they're going to discontinue all of the old kits from the various lines, but take all of the newer kits from the various lines and mush them together, and you have Hammerhall.
So you'll have, like, you'll get rid of, like, Empire Knights will be gone, High Elf Spearmen and Silverhelms will be gone, and Bowmen.
Yeah.
But you'll have, like, all of the newer kits.
The plastic,
like, Phoenix Guard.
The Lions,
and
the Phoenix Guard.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And all that stuff.
And a bunch of the new Dwarf stuff.
All the new Dwarf stuff.
Yeah, it'll be very, very cool army. It would be very cool. Hopefully they do it, because it'd be
I think all excellent. Of the plastic Dwarf stuff would still be in there.
When they redid the Dwarves, I don't think they missed a single unit, so...
Yeah, I mean, even though the Warriors were a little bit older, but I think that
they still look really nice.
They're not that old.
Yeah, like, they're not the old Warriors.
Like
not
Empire,
the old chunky face Warriors.
Yeah, Empires will be the State Troops, the newer State Troops, because those are a relatively newer one. But yeah, they'll do that. Chaos will be the Slaanesh release. Destruction will probably be an Ogre release, probably the full Ogre book. Not just Beast Claw Raiders, but it'll be a full Ogre book.
Yeah, I have a feeling that Slaanesh is going to be a release like the Khorne one, where it's not a ton of new stuff. That's my gut. My gut says Slaanesh is going to be the smaller release, and they're going to do the giant release. It's going to be Darkoweth.
No, my feeling is they're going to Slaanesh is going to be like a big
giant
fucking, because people are asking about it. They're like,
that's true. People are fucking super excited for it, which makes sense.
They're jacking and jilling off.
That's true.
Yes. It's one huge thing. They're doing that whole release, and
it'll be sweet.
Yeah, and then death will be vampire counts. It's gonna be right now. I think their new MO is they're putting out books for all of these old discontinued armies and like big fucking books that people can play
and
with.
Consolidating finally. A bunch of the old kits. Like Skaven, makes sense too.
Yeah,
like, they just consolidate and like you parse out the old things, add a couple new terrain pieces and some endless spells, and there you go.
Yeah, it's like here plebeians, take your shit and walk.
Well, it's nice.
Yeah,
it's,
and we're like, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
I will. I will take it. Thank you. Oh, I mean, but
this codex is mid-tier.
But that's the thing too. Like, so, like a lot of those books are good. Oh, like Flesh Eater Courts is strong as fuck. Like, it's a very strong book.
We cut that part earlier.
We did.
We're the guy getting upset.
It's
about
a mid-tier codex. Yeah, no, but the Flesh Eater Courts book is strong as fuck. They're one of the best armies in the game now.
I don't think that there's many bad armies in the game.
I don't think so either. I think there's a lot of mid tier armies. I think that game is mostly like mid. I don't think there's anything S tier other than summoning, and summoning is just like that's just very strong. So like a lot of the better lists are the ones that are doing the most consistent, the most consistent non randomized summoning. So, like, if you see, like, the lists that are starting to go towards the top are, like, undead, because they can spend a command point and get a unit back guaranteed. They have a resource that's guaranteed to them, so they summon that. There's the wood elves. They have Ariel, who just, like, uses her command ability once and makes a tree man.
That's the Sylvaneth, not wood elves.
Sylvaneth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, what elves are terrible?
Yeah. Oh, you have the only army that's not huge on...
They're called Wonders.
The only army that's not huge on summoning that is very top tier right now is the Deepkin.
Oh, yeah?
They're top tier, but they're not top tier because of summoning. They're just very good.
Where are the Deepkin?
But yeah, they're top tier. I think the Goblins are very strong. I don't know if I'd be so bold as to declare them top tier at this point, but I think that they're a very good army.
Yeah. They're a fun-looking army.
Yeah, and they're strong. They're like just fanatics alone are insane. So like there's a lot, like fanatics are nuts, like they're strong as fuck,
and you could feel the whole troll army, which is
very
fucking
cool.
Awesome.
Very cool. So that's what I think. It's I think there's a lot of good armies in the game, but right now like the tippy top stuff is stuff that has guaranteed summoning, not just summoning.
How are beastmen doing? I always thought that they would do pretty well with their summoning ability.
They don't seem to be doing much of anything. They seem to be kind of stuck where they're better than they were before, but they were kind of already mid tier ish, and they seem to still be mid tier ish, but they weren't a super popular army. But I haven't seen a lot of action.
But they're
goatmen,
Steve.
They're cool. I like them. But we'll see. I mean, that's the thing too. Like the Age of Sigmar metagame shifts in really weird ways. So like there might be an amazing because lists that counter list styles work really well. Like Gunline was considered dead. Like when Second Edition came out, they're like, Gunline's dead. And then like the lists that started doing really well, like with Nagash and stuff, Gunline spanks Nagash. Like one of the things that actually shits in Nagash's mouth is an army of just guns. Because you're just like, cool Nagash, my whole army shoots him. He's dead. And then you're like, huh, I guess that happened. Because Nagash is very robusto and very hard to kill in melee.
Yeah.
But one of the hardest things about killing him in melee is getting through his blob of skeletons to do so. If your entire army shoots him, however.
No. Well, it's like if you take the 30-man handgunner, three 30-man handgunner units with the Celestial Hurricanum and like. I think it's the general, the free guild general. Mm-hmm. You're hitting and wounding on once.
Yeah, you just light him up and he dies.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's suddenly Gunline army started coming up. Yeah. It's like, oh, Gunline's good. And then,
however, you have to paint 90 handgunners.
You paint a lot of handgunners. Yeah. But that's the other thing too. That's another reason why the metagame shifts in weird and slow ways. Because like for all I know, beastmen are really super fucking good. But the top tier beastman player just hasn't finished painting his fucking army yet. That's why I don't super like getting deep into the competitive side of minis games anymore. Just because it's like I remembered how many times I had to switch my army. How many armies I had to grind through painting just to get it done, and like how often I needed to do that. And that's what you have to do to stay competitive. It's not like Magic where you're just like, take some cards out of your deck, put some cards in your deck, and you're done. And that's why top tier decks in Magic are discovered very rapidly, because it's really easy to test, because you're just like swapping fucking cards around.
Oh yeah.
With Warhammer, you're like, oh, I think this list is good. I guess I can test it. It's like, oh, I don't own enough models to make this army. Like, I don't own enough. Like, what's the army? Oh, it's 400 Skaven slaves. How many? What do you have? It's like, well, I have Chaos. So I don't have any models that are the right base size. I also don't have 400 models, so I can't even test this.
Well, that's why I used to play Paper Hammer all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Paper Hammer was a thing. You can't do Paper Sigmar, but yeah, I remember Paper Hammer.
You can still do Paper Sigmar. It's not as it's that doesn't work as well, but you can still do.
You could do Base of Sigmar.
Bases.
Where it's just bases.
Yeah, well, that's true. You could.
Just do bases.
I ordered 400 bases to test this army.
Sure, but I also don't think anyone is super like into the. I mean, I'm sure there is someone out there who's like that much of a competitive guy on Age of Sigmar, but like Age of Sigmar also is a game where it's just like you can just make a decent list and it doesn't matter. You'll have a fine game.
You know, before I wanted to. Well, whatever. This is going to be a full episode anyway, though we got a half hour cut out of it. They showed the preview for that Warcry.
Oh, that looks cool as shit. The Mordheim, the Chaos Mordheim.
Yeah, it's basically just there to sell Age of Sigmar terrain, and it's really cool looking. But it's all about the terrain. It's like
that terrain is cool as shit too.
It's like what's it called? It's not Shadow War.
Shadespire?
No, what's the skirmish game for 40K? Why can't I think of it right now?
Oh, Necromunda.
No, not Necromunda.
Necromunda is the skirmish game for 40K.
No, the
City Fight.
No, oh, god damn it. No, not
Kill Team?
Kill Team, thank you. It's like Kill Team. It's going to be, it's definitely like Kill Team, where Kill Team, the box is all about the terrain. You get like a fuck ton amount of terrain in that box set. And that's what this is. I mean, you're going to get some cool Chaos models. You get some Furies or some harpies.
Those Furies are nice.
Yeah. And you get some, guys look like
Queen of the Harpies. Here's your crown.
Here's your crown. Oh, Queen of the Harpies. But yeah, that looks like it's gonna be cool. Dwayne texted me when that came out, and he's like, "Oh my god, this game looks so cool." I'm like, "Yeah, I knew you were gonna be into this. They should have just called the box Dwayne Cry. That's what it should have been called, because you're gonna be so fucking into this game."
Well, why isn't it called Dwayne Cry?
I don't know. But anywho. Go to our Facebook page, Game Classy Podcast, all one word on Facebook. It's the best way you can get in contact with us, best way to talk with us, ideas for shows, yell at us about stuff that we got wrong. I mean, unless you know me personally, because that's the other way that people tell me that I'm wrong about things. Like, Mick does that all the time. It's like, "You're wrong about this metal guy." I'm like, I don't know anything about metal. Don't yell at me.
Metal is for everyone.
All I know is Bolt Thrower.
Hopefully everyone enjoys my Metal Mondays.
Yeah. Well, I
queued up a lot.
Yeah. I've seen. You could also follow me on Instagram. I'm on Game Classy Joe on Instagram, and you can follow Steve on Twitter at
I'm Command Throw.
Yeah, it's very not safe for work.
It's super not safe for work, and also I swear at politicians in my country a lot.
Yeah. Mine is
I called Nikki Haley a cunt.
Oh, yay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if you saw her extremely stupid hot take, but she was Bernie Sanders was like, fucking medicine is super expensive, or giving birth in America is like this much money, blah, blah, blah. And Nikki Haley was like, and he's like, in Finland, it's blah, blah, blah. And she's like, excuse me, it may not be expensive in Finland, but I think you should talk to some Finns about the quality of their health care. I don't think you'll be pleasantly surprised. And like, A, she got dunked on by half of America, and Finland was asleep. And then when Finland woke up, the entire country of Finland dunked on her. I just posted a picture of the infant mortality ratio for the infants and the mothers of Finland versus America, and I put in all caps, "Shut up, cunt," because, yeah. I mean, there's really no other way I can convey that message.
Well, Finland is a land of frost giants, so I don't know if it necessarily counts.
It counts.
Yeah.
It counts, because... You know, that's what was brought up, and she tried to dunk on Finland for having good health care. I don't know. But like,
America's healthcare sucks.
It was absolutely absurd. I was just like, what the f-? So yeah.
However, I could get Daddy's Little Helpers.
And every time I see any right wing fucking ass clod trending, I always just like fucking go at him.
My Instagram is very safe for work.
I fucking hate right wingers, dude. They're the worst.
I know.
The worst.
Do we talk about the troll train on this one or the one that got cut? I don't remember.
I think it got cut.
Might have gotten cut.
I don't know.
We'll talk about troll train later.
Toot toot.
You're lean into it. Mine's very safe for work. I just post pictures of my minis and the train I've been working on.
I do sometimes post pictures of minis.
Yes. Some fun stuff there. You will be able to see me next week at Adepticon. Steve will not be going because even though it's two blocks from his house, he doesn't want to take any effort to go to it.
Hey man, everything I wanted to do was sold out. I'm not going to pay. I'm not paying for tickets for something that's
you
sold out.
You have to pay tickets.
Yeah, but what the hell am I going to do?
You go there and shop.
I ain't going to shop. I got enough crap. That's gonna be detrimental to my plans.
Well, you could at least go and say hi to people.
Nobody knows who I am.
People know who you are. People love you. Jeff Wallach loves you. He just likes you to go sing Gummy Bears song to him. He gets drunk and wants you to sing the entire time. Like, he would literally, if you went to the 40K Friendly and sat behind the counter and just sang songs all day, he'd be the happiest man on the planet. Like, that's all you have to do. No, I will be walking around. I'm going to be playing in the 30K. I'm playing on Thursday night and I'm playing on Saturday evening, I think. I'm playing in the Warlord game. On there, and on Thursday night, I'm playing in the big mega battle that they're doing. I'm going to be bringing a Warlord, two Reaver Titans, and two Warhound Titans. So, dope.
Did Pat mention anything about Shang Tsung to you when you were talking to him?
I saw Shang Tsung with him.
Okay, no, I didn't think he would have any. I didn't think he would be able to contain himself. But not Dr. Philip Ann. So Shang Tsung just got revealed for Mortal Kombat 11.
Oh.
And the actor playing Shang Tsung in the video game is the actor from the Mortal Kombat movie.
Oh.
So it was pretty fucking cool to see. Because I saw him talking and I'm like, I heard his voice. And I'm like, that voice sounds familiar. And I looked at him and I'm like, is that no. And then I looked and I was like, it's him. It's totally fucking him. It's so cool.
Galloping Ghost, I think. I don't remember who it was, but someone had all the original Mortal Kombat actors there. And Pat finally got his autograph from the original Sonya Blade.
It would have to be the Ghost.
So he was super excited about that, seeing the original Sonya Blade. I'm like, all right, Pat, it's cool for you. As I say, my new thing is I don't want to shit on things people like, but I'm just like, it's cool. I'm just going to nod my head. All right. Bunch of old guys.
Just nod your head.
Yeah. I will take my daughter to go see the new Aladdin movie just to see the Blue Smith.
Big Willie style.
Big Willie style.
Yeah. There better be another Will Smith movie opening so I can have another Big Willie weekend.
Big Willie weekend.
Big Willie weekend. Big Willie weekend.
So other than that, you could go to best way you come up with the podcast is like, comment, and subscribe on iTunes. You could also like, comment, and subscribe on our YouTube page. I don't know why we would do the YouTube, but people seem to enjoy the YouTube. We got to beat T series.
A lot of people put they have the YouTube Red or whatever.
Yeah.
So they make podcast playlists on their YouTube. That's why a lot of podcasts mirror on YouTube.
Also, unsubscribe to PewDiePie. I'm gonna add that to the podcast.
Unsub to PewDiePie.
Unsub to PewDiePie. Because it's been like a week and he still hasn't denounced any sort of the racism that's been going on because of him.
Womp, womp, womp. And, well, I mean, he was getting lit up on Twitter because, you know, he follows, or followed literally every right wing Twitter account.
Yeah.
All of them. He followed all of them. And he unfollowed everyone.
Yes.
So he unfollowed everyone so people couldn't point out that, oh, you are actually following a ton of really racist people. Are you sure you're
well, when someone, yeah, I'm not even gonna get into it. Steve, until next time.
Shin Megami Tensei, Strange Journey, released in the US on this date in 2010. Briefly considered to be titled Shin Megami Tensei 4 during development, though always intended to be a spin-off, it recently received an enhanced re-release on 3DS with Strange Journey Redux.
Game Classy.